first night of the tour, since you guys live so friggin' far away, what is the process of gearing up for a tour where, you know, it's days away before you have to fly over here? I mean, what is it that you have to do in order to make this happen? Do you have people that do all the work for you and you just fly over and bring your gear? Or what do you have to do to make sure your band is ready to start a tour, you know, thousands of miles away?
Our part is mostly, you know, practicing, picking out the songs, and the flights, the tour is all arranged by other people. They pretty much contact us and ask us, well, it's our booker, Thomas Kasser. He pretty much contacts us and asks us if we want to do this tour or not. We say yes, and then they go about arranging the tour, and we have little to nothing to do about that. They send us questions like, what sort of drums do you want, what sort of amplifiers would you like, or just tell us what's there so we know in advance. Very little of the actual planning is done by us. We pick out the songs, practice by ourselves because we're not all in the same country anymore. We never were, mind you. So, touring arrangement-wise, very little of the job is ours.
It's mainly just preparing for the live set is really your only responsibility.
Exactly.
So when you fly into another country to start a tour, for instance, when you came over here, did you have somebody picking you up at the airport, or did you have to rent a vehicle to go meet somebody? I mean, how did
The tour manager came to the airport. Mm-hmm. We were quite a lot delayed, I think 5 hours, so he'd been hanging out there.
Wow.
He was supposed to pick up both bands, Korpiklaani and us, at the same time. We were supposed to land 5 minutes between, mm-hmm. but we were quite a lot delayed. Mm-hmm. So it was a long day yesterday.
So do you typically, when you go out on tour, do you typically know what you're getting into as far as how often you're going to have, like, hotel accommodations or what kind of tour bus you're going to have? Do you know all that in advance, or do you just go into tours blindly, not knowing what to expect?
Like this, I mean, it's pretty blindly, but we know we were going to be on a bus for the whole tour. When there's a tour like this, it's very seldom, if ever, interrupted by a hotel stay or even a flight. So I'd be very surprised for this tour if we have to stay in a hotel or make a flight or anything. So, but if it's, for example, a tour with festivals in the summer, anything could happen. And you could stand there and think, oh, holy shit, I have a plane in 5 minutes. And
right.
I mean, because it's much more chaotic, and the planning is up to us. Me, unfortunately.
But will you say you? Why you? Is it because you're just that kind of guy who likes to take charge?
Yeah, mostly because I'm the one who am in contact with everyone who's in contact with us. So so it's up to me to coordinate it. But I'm hoping to leave all of that to the booker also in the future, because to tell the truth, I'm probably the worst coordinator in the history of coordination.
So you were mentioning about, you know, getting the songs together, and do you take into account what countries you're going to be playing in when choosing the songs? Because obviously you're more well known in Europe as opposed to the States.
Yeah.
So would you choose a set list differently that you would play here than you would play over in Europe? Keeping in mind, like, the first record was recently reissued by Napalm, but not many people have the first record. You know, they don't know the old stuff. And really, I mean, you really didn't have any promotion here in the States until Eric the Red.
Yeah. We mostly look at what we've been playing a lot lately. Since we haven't been playing so much in the States as we have been playing in Europe, there's a lot of songs we can still play here without boring people. And that's not true for example, Germany anymore. We have to, you know, pick out songs we don't play very often because people don't want to hear the same stuff over and over again. We try to play as many new songs as possible whenever we can. That's the stuff that's least likely to bore people. So yeah, there is a difference to what we play in Europe and here. But it's only due to how much we played here before, and in Europe, it's nothing to do with how we see the market or anything.
Okay, so it's how often you're touring based.
Yeah.
Gotcha, that makes sense. What about, you're probably not going to do it tonight, but what about playing cover songs live?
We haven't. Yeah, we have played some in the past. We covered Metallica's version of Whiskey in the Jar a few times. And
hi, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well.
We're not going to do it tonight, no. We have only 45 minutes, and we can only just squeeze in six or eight of our songs. I don't remember how many.
Are you covering all the albums? Oh, you got a set list there that I can sneak a peek at? You got to open up with Hold the Heat.
Very excited. Very excited.
Oh, the Wild Rover, nice.
Yes. Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we
nice
opened with Hold the Heat Number High on the last tour, so we're not going to do that again. We could, but I mean, we try to change it around for each time.
Oh, that's I like By the Sword in My Hand, too. It's a great set.
I think all the albums are
excited.
It's going to
be a bit excited.
That's a nice set.
No, there's nothing from Land. Is there?
Played
no.
That song together for
no Ocean.
Studios.
No oh, yeah. Tsurima. Okay. All
right. Nice. That was not deliberate.
No.
We were
yeah, really.
We had Sinclair Ruiza in the
great
in
song.
The pick, but
great
it
song.
Got thrown out. So there's nothing from Land.
Well, is there anything in your discography that you could not throw in because you simply don't remember how to play it or don't remember the lyrics or whatever? I mean, could you just pick out any song and
No, I can't do it.
No.
If there's a song, there are songs we never played live, never. And
are there songs that you will never play live? Maybe because you don't like them or they just don't work over, they don't go over
yes,
well
but
live.
We don't agree on that. So.
No.
So.
Well, what about you as a drummer? I mean, you've got to be able to go along with anything that goes live. I mean.
No, some of them are pretty tough live songs, right. and I don't think everyone is a live song really.
I will say some of the slower songs maybe.
But I think the ones we have played are works fine, but we could of course take some others. Also, we have played the other songs before from older albums, Stories of stuff.
Are you finding that the crowds have kind of chosen a song from your discography as kind of like your rock and roll all night, you know, your like the song that you're known for? I mean, is there one that you know the crowds have to hear every time you play?
I think maybe Hail to the
Hammer.
Hammer.
Yeah. That's kind of what I thought.
But
yeah.
I hope all the Hidden Hammer is going to take over.
I think it will.
My song of the year, man. 2009.
So. That's a fantastic cut.
Hold the Hidden Hammer. That's song of the year.
Oh
we played the hell out of that on the radio a lot.
I like Ride too. But
Ride is killer.
Hold the Hidden Hammer High is awesome.
Yeah.
Ride is not on the
list. Yeah, too bad. I love Ride.
Well, you just have to start playing it tonight.
Yeah.
You don't have to play this. When we're planning to play something we haven't ever played. I mean, we need a few weeks to get it together.
Right.
it may seem impossible at first, but when you played something for half a tour, I mean, you're never going to forget it again.
No.
Some of the songs we were playing to begin with seemed very difficult, but now it's no problem, and it's probably never going to be a problem again. Mm. I mean, touring is the best practice you can ever get.
Oh, I would imagine so.
Like blindfolded in your sleep.
Yeah, you've talked specifically before about what an impact the Dream Theater had for you.
Yeah.
Any chance of ever playing a Dream Theater song live?
I never.
Uh-oh, you're sighing. Well, what does that mean?
That's a tough job for me.
I love to try something like that, but if we made a cover song, I think we'd pick something that was extremely well known. I mean, or else it's. No point in playing a cover. I mean,
because people wouldn't know what it was.
Something by Metallica and Judas Priest.
Yeah.
Black Sabbath, something really, really well known.
Okay. Well, Jim and I were talking earlier about how your influences date back to like the old Crew albums, Motley Crew.
Yeah.
Jim, you're a big Crew head.
I'm a huge Crew fan. Oh my God, those first two. I mean. You know, Too Fast for Love and Shout at the Devil. Those are awesome records.
And the newest one is also pretty good. Yeah.
That's what I've been saying. Yeah. I think the new one didn't get nearly enough credit.
No.
They really did a nice job with Saints of Los Angeles. That's a great record. And they didn't get nearly enough credit. Yep.
I think it's really good.
Yeah.
I think I just heard it. I don't really keep up anymore. I was more of a fan of the Theater of Pain and Girls, Girls, Girls.
So there you go.
First heavy metal I listened to.
Yeah.
So you never get over that.
Oh, yeah, me too. I mean, they were my first, you know, live arena show. So when I was like 16 years old. about 20 years ago. So
yeah, I mean, you're doing like a Wild Side. Come on, you guys can break into Wild Side or something like that.
Wild Side,
I love that. Yeah.
A lot of the songs on the Girls, Girls, Girls album is very playable.
Right.
It's easy listening, but.
I'm not sure it's suitable for
I would say pretty much everybody in the crowd would be like, what? Wait a minute, what the hell? Sure, and they'd probably recognize it, but they're like, what? Dear Motley Crue. So what's the schedule like after this tour for as far as what you guys are going to be doing? And you've been, you know, chucking out the records pretty quickly over the last couple of years, so... Are you looking that far ahead already?
Yeah, we're just talking about when we're going to go to studio again. We're gonna have a few more. I hope for a tour or two more this year and a lot of festivals. Right now, we only have three in the calendar, but there are going to be more. I'm sure the year's going to be quite busy, and then working on the new album and recording it, hopefully, at the end of the year.
So nothing's going to be released, you don't think, until 2011?
No, probably 11, yeah.
Definitely 11?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you still signed to Napalm for the next record, too?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. All right, I'm sure you get asked this question a lot, but I think it's a good thing, solely because we want a DVD release, of course, so... you know, like a double disc DVD with all your shows, you know, like behind the scenes footage. Are you guys doing any filming on this tour at all? Did you bring a little camera?
No. I haven't talked about it for the last tour, not for this tour, but for the upcoming summer. It's in the works. I hope it'll work out.
It needs a lot more planning, of course.
Yeah, it does.
So you don't have a little handheld camcorder walking around with you? You know, like
no.
No.
We have some old recordings that, of course, we could use to do some funny stuff, but like Gunnar barfing at Stuka and stuff. But.
Well, I guess some fans would probably get a kick out of that. Maybe it's like a hidden bonus feature or something.
Easter egg or something.
Yeah. Actually, well, what about the archives for stuff you guys have recorded but hasn't been released? Is there much? I mean, is there a lot out there that fans know about but haven't heard?
I don't think there's anything... you mean studio recordings?
Yeah, well, stuff you've done. You use everything you record?
Yeah, huh? Everything. The label asked us many times for all the re-releases. They say we need something not released before to make people want to buy it again. And they just used up all of it. Mm-hmm. That was the demo, which wasn't officially released. It's all been put on re-releases on Napalm, and there's nothing now that hasn't been released.
Last time you were here was, I think it was the Pagan Knights Tour, I think it was called.
Yeah.
Now you're doing this. It's obviously got the, you know, the folk pagan theme. But I'd like to see you in just a general metal tour where you don't have to, you know, I don't necessarily think you guys have to be paired with somebody like a Korpiklaani or, you know, like a folk tour or anything like that. You could play with anybody, really. And in some aspects, you could even be paired with some more progressive bands. Yeah. Like, I would imagine if Dream Theater came calling for their Progressive Nation Tour, I think it's called, you guys wouldn't have any problems saying, hell yeah, we'll do it.
No, I wouldn't say no, absolutely not. Of course we do it.
Oh. Well, actually, would there be any non-metal bands that you wouldn't mind touring with? Because, you know, you could argue Dream Theater's really not metal, but... Are there any bands that are not metal that you would want to tour with?
From a musician's point of view, of course there are, but I mean, thinking about if it makes any sense.
Yeah, normally we put together with black metal bands.
I would...
We don't growl.
So. I wouldn't mind touring with Pink Floyd, but try again.
Yeah, well...
Yeah.
Please, yeah, don't alter
on that one. Really.
Actually, you bring up Pink Floyd. I dig some Floyd. Do you have any albums that you feel are like, this is what is the best example of Pink Floyd is? Because I'd say the Animals album. I think that's
the Final Cut.
Records.
Yeah, it's the last album with Roger Waters.
See,
it's very underestimated.
It is, but at the same time, when I hear it, I just can't help but think it's not a Pink Floyd record. It's like a Roger Waters album, you know, because it's more stuff about him and his dad and the war, and it's like, you know.
Maybe you're right. but it's much more monotonous and straight to the point than, for example, The Wall. It's like a smaller version of The Wall.
It is.
But I mean, it's just more intense, and he's just in his prime right there, I think.
Yeah. Sometimes when I listen to that record, I think it's almost like these sound like songs that weren't good enough to be on The Wall. You know, it does sound kind of similar. It's like, I guess it could have been.
That is possible.
I don't know so much about their history, but.
But you're saying everything you've recorded, you've released. So you haven't recorded something where you thought, okay, this didn't turn out good. We're not going to use it.
Never.
No.
Never.
Nailed down. Okay.
And we never have had written a song that we haven't been used.
Really? Well, so even the writing, not necessarily recording, but writing too. I mean, you
everything that we have worked on has been released, mm-hmm. except one song in the beginning when we started out this band.
Yeah, I still remember that song.
Yeah.
It was at tempo 132 beats per minute.
that's what you remember most about it?
We're working on it for the Take the Red album.
That's a whole song.
Apart from that, really everything we worked on, even started working on, has been released.
That's cool. That's cool.
So we don't waste material.
Well, for whatever it's worth, I've liked all of your albums. With each album, I like more than the last one. Because when Land came out, I'm like, better than Ragnarok, better than Eric the Red. And then the new one, it came out, I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
For all those records you've been releasing, I'm thinking, these guys, one of these days, are going to put out the tier album. It's finally going to be like, this is the one. And
wait till you hear
that's the next one, right? Well, see, I don't know, man, because when a band, to me, releases that one album more, it's like, perfect, wouldn't change a thing, this is the album, the next one is always a disappointment. So, it's happened with all the bands I love, too. Do you feel, like, the pressure to follow up albums?
I don't think you have to think like that, but of course... if we like it or he likes it, you know, that's the main thing.
I would have to confess to bending a little to you know, pressure or feedback from feedback from reviewers and stuff like that. If all the reviewers agree on one thing, you know, I have to accept it. That's what it's like.
But you wouldn't do it if you didn't like it.
No, of course not.
No,
I mean, I think I can safely say we didn't sell out on any album. Yet.
Yes. Let's not go there.
We're still in the present. I mean, what the future brings.
Yeah.
But I mean, if all the reviewers say the tempo is too monotonous, should be faster stuff there, I mean, probably they're right.
I mean, I could see why some people would say, yeah, let's have some more fast songs. But I think when you do play an up-tempo, like Heathen Hammer, I heard it and I thought, you know, it's kind of like it stands out in your discography as being a song that's different than most of what you've done, but it's like the perfect song for you guys. And it's something different, but it worked. I mean, I'd love to hear more stuff like that, but even if you didn't, you know, it didn't matter because the slow, mid-paced, whatever, I mean, you guys have a unique sound, and I think that's what's most important. It's like any song in your discography, and I'm sure Jim would agree with me, you put it on, we know it's you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not a lot of bands can say that.
Right.
That's,
you know?
I think that's
really important.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know? It's like, oh, I know who I'm listening to right away. Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're thinking recording end of this year?
Yes. We were talking yesterday about November,
no
December.
No specific plans yet, but yeah, that's...
still need to find studio and, you know...
How much writing has been done?
I think I have like 5 or 6 sketches, maybe one... fairly whole song and the rest anywhere between 75% and 25%.
And is it?
There'll be probably, as usual,
8, 9,
maybe 10 songs on the album and about 1 hour.
Do you find it easy to find time to write while you're traveling, or do you have to write when you're at home, or how does that
it's
work?
It's fairly easy. I mean, I do everything on my laptop and all I need is place to sit and my guitar and my computer, and I can do that anywhere.
Oh.
So the hectic touring lifestyle...
It's really not that hectic. It's the worst thing is getting in and getting started. Once you're on a roll, I mean, it's actually a nice, quiet life. I mean, you have a lot of time. Only bad thing is you have to spend it on the bus. But if you can find something to do, creative to do the time, I mean, there's nothing
Do you go sightseeing when you're in different in the cities you've never been to before?
If we're close enough to the sites.
Yeah. Okay. Alright, well. You got anything else?
I'm good.
Alright, well, I'm going to hold you to the 2011 thing. We will. A year from now, we need another
the song. I just recorded a solo album.
Oh!
Yeah, it's going to be released in a few months.
Okay, and what can we expect from that?
It's I'm not like Twitch.
But...
I've heard it. It's good.
It's more progressive, maybe even more epic. All in Ferris lyrics.
Would you be able to compare it to somebody who's been released that we might know? Like, say, this is... to give you an idea of what it...
I don't know, Winter Sun or...
Winter Sun, really?
Just slower.
Yeah, not that.
yeah.
Hectic and the drum part.
It's very melodic. Yeah.
But it's metal then.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's okay.
Absolutely.
But would somebody listen to it and think, well, this is a new Tier song?
No,
but it's actually you.
No, I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so.
Are you gonna put it out yourself, or are you gonna look for a record label?
I have a record label. It's the guys who released the first two albums.
Mm-hmm. Okay. American distribution? I mean, I know everything's digital anyway.
Distribute to the whole world, so far as I know. So,
when can we expect to hear that?
I hope in April.
Really?
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure.
Okay, what about you? Come on, solo stuff.
No.
No? No, nothing? No other side projects? No other bands? No?
Nothing worth talking about, no.
Oh, so there is something.
I want to play some cover songs and just for fun.
So do like a cover band play out in clubs or something?
I want to do that.
Like what?
Just old stuff.
Stuff you grew up listening to?
Yeah, 70s, 80s.
Nice. Like rock and... Yeah? Cool. Kiss.
Really
cool.
That's it. Nothing, but nothing specific. I haven't found anyone yet to play with. I have something. Think of someone, but I haven't asked them, so...
And I guess you'd be doing drums for that too.
Yeah,
or do you play anything else? Do you do
drums
any other?
No, just drums and sing.
Okay, all right. Well, before we let you go, being as that Jim and I are in radio, have you guys had much radio support? Not just in Europe, but in the States. Have you gotten feedback from radio? Like with us, when we got in touch with you to let you know the support we gave you.
Yeah. No. Apart from that, I have to
the
say
one you sent me.
The same thing.
Oh.
Well, radio's slacking in the States. They're not supporting them.
I mean,
WSCA is playing it.
Yeah.
I get some...
a lot.
Some information from Napalm every now and then, this and that radio station. I know there are a few players every now and then, but... I don't...
Well, the label's letting you know, so that's good.
Keep track of it.
I mean, we've been spinning you since we got Eric the Red CD years ago when they sent it to us.
Do you know of anyone else who plays us?
Actually, there's a college station that's near us that plays metal. Most of the airplay you're going to get are maybe some college stations or the non-commercial. See, we're a station that, you know, we're not owned by Clear Channel or like these big conglomerate businesses where they tell you, you have to let the computer play this. You know, it's like, Jim and I, we choose what we play.
Yeah.
We're the directors, we choose what gets on the air.
The smaller independent stations have people that, you know, are really passionate about music, that go out and find, you know, bands that maybe some of the more commercial stations aren't playing.
Yeah.
So that's when you're going to
And we get people who listen to us who don't live anywhere near us.
No. Yes.
You know, whether they're in anywhere else in this country, in Europe, I've got a lot of listeners in Europe, New Zealand, Australia, and funny enough, I'm talking to you and asking about radio when one of the most requested bands since I've been on the air are you guys. And especially when Land came out, that's when I noticed people really started asking about you guys. Is when the Land record came out.
Play something from Land.
Yeah.
Well, not just Jim and myself, but feedback on the latest record by the Leghorn Star. It's like this is it. This is the album.
We have a few,
You know what? Korpiklaani doesn't need all that time on stage. You guys
really.
Play longer.
You play a little longer.
You play a little longer, guys.
Exactly.
Well, thanks again for your time.
Yeah.
And the new record, to say that it's your best, doesn't demean the previous records. You guys just keep getting better and better.
By the Leaden Northern Star, it's just a fantastic record. It's really awesome. Absolutely. And we've been enjoying it as fans, and also it's been nice to hear from our listeners that like it.
Yeah, we've been able to turn people on who'd never heard you before, who now own the record because we played it so much, and they're so they request it because they go out and get it because they heard it.
Speaking of commercials, though, just thinking of the Chain Hot Topic KSR album.
Hot Topic, right. Yeah, they do carry some of the metal stuff.
Well, then that changes my opinion of them. Then
that's I guess so. Maybe that's what
happened. Well, I understand that they usually carry really commercial stuff.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They do carry commercial stuff. So it's kind of surprising they would carry a band signed to Napalm, and a band that's actually good.
Yeah, exactly. So they, like I said, there you go. It changes my opinion of that stuff.
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe things are changing.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully. Change for the good.
Yeah.